Many years ago, I worked for the schools. I consulted to them. My main employment was a mental health center, but I was a clinical consultant to about 10 or 11 school districts. And one of my main duties was to screen and place children for what they called SBH classes, severe behavior handicapped. I got to look at all the kids that were most disruptive in the classrooms, or antagonistic toward authority, or hostile, or recalcitrant, obstreperous youngsters, rapscallions. Well, I had an uneasy feeling about that, even then. On one hand, I remember thinking, the kids are going down in flames in the classroom. I don't understand that. On the other hand, I recall, is it good to put all of these children in one place? To rub elbows with other youngsters that do the exact same problematic things? Do we have techniques so powerful that we can counter that influence in a classroom of 6, 8, 10, 12 kids, all of whom are in there because they're not getting along with society even as youngsters? And I remember thinking, I'm not so sure about the philosophy underlying this whole thing. The idea was that we take the children out of the environment, the general education environment, or sometimes other special ed classes where they're not doing well, they're failing, and we're putting them into a setting where we can much more closely monitor their behavior, set up very structured behavior modification programs, pluses and minuses, pros and cons, reward the good. Sorry, we weren't allowed to use value terms. Reward the acceptable. Punish. Oh, nope. Couldn't even use punish. Oh, God, jeez. I'm running out of language that I'm allowed to use. Put consequences on the unacceptable, the inappropriate. I remember struggling, thinking, are our techniques so good, so powerful, so advanced that this can actually work? Well, let me tell you two results here from studies, both reported in the Harvard Mental Health Letter that I receive. Let me read you the first paragraph. Oh, by the way, let me add a little postscript to this. When I was a young shrink back at the Columbiana County Mental Health Center in Lisbon, Ohio, a shrinkling, if you will, I very, very quickly started seeing parents instead of children. I realized, and I was, again, I was 24 years old, 25 years old, but I realized I'm not going to get anywhere seeing 8-year-old behavior problem children, 11-year-old social problem children. I got to talk to the big people. Those are the change agents. This from the April 2006 Harvard Mental Health Letter. Sad experience has shown that the problems created by misbehaving children and delinquent adolescents cannot be solved by treating the children alone. They often reject or resist psychotherapy and behavior therapy. Group treatment, here's where we get into the SBH classes, the boot camps, you know, the boot camps out west that we send the kids to, special schools, and I would also throw in special classes in there for behavior problems, group therapy, I'm going to read this slowly so you get it, can be ineffective or even harmful. Can we read that again? Can be ineffective or even harmful because delinquents in groups are often the problem rather than the solution. Instead of changing They may follow the most charismatic leaders and compete to show how aggressive and reckless they can be. Ha! My initial spidey senses about the SBH programs, and they're variously called other things in your school district, by the way. SED, severe emotionally disturbed. ED, emotionally disturbed. Yeah, I think it's a rule. I think it's a rule that every 3 years you got to change the letters. Yeah. Can't have these letters. Because see, what happens is the letters start to become negatively tinged. And we don't want the negative tinge, so what do? We change the letters. 25 to 30 years ago, I was wondering, is this a good thing? Does this really, really do what it's supposed to do? And by the way, I can't recall the exact numbers, but we had a high school SBH class where we put 9th through 12th graders. In the first, I think, 10 years that I worked in that program, one kid graduated. I think we had one kid graduate. Was the teacher a good teacher? Absolutely. She was competent. She was warm. She was affectionate. She cared for the kids. Clearly, good lady. Great lady. Did they have a good aide in there? Absolutely. We had a maternal woman, very kind, soft-spoken, somewhat elderly woman that the boys absolutely adored, and it was mostly boys in that class. We kept them out of the mainstream of things, so they didn't get that much trouble other places. So why did only one of them graduate? Bottom line, we just don't have the power to turn around that kind of behavior. I used to sometimes refer to those classes as a holding corral. You took the more rambunctious steer and you put him in a separate corral. Well, interesting how the research is starting to come out on this, huh? Oh, this is another study on this, too. I'll have to report it down the road here because we're getting close to break. But the bottom line is they studied these classrooms and special schools where they take kids out for a semester and they put them in these classes or these special schools to straighten them up. And what they found was on virtually every measure that they looked at, there was no improvement. And furthermore, in many cases, it was worse than the kids who were left in the school setting. Ideas aren't good just because they sound good. Ideas don't work just because somebody says they're going to work. And just because somebody says, if you spank a child, you're going to make him aggressive, doesn't mean that's the way it is. And it doesn't mean it'll stand up to close scrutiny by the research.